Hello, I'm Grady Booch, and this is my column on architecture. The defenestration of superfluous architectural accoutrements. Simple architectures have conceptual integrity. They're better than more complex ones. A process of continuous architectural refactoring helps converge a system to its practical and optimal simplicity. In my July to August 2008 column, I wrote about measuring architectural complexity. I spoke about using mass, calculated in source lines of code, the count of things in connections, and the presence of patterns as factors to consider when contemplating a software-intensive system's absolute and relative complexity. I also compared a boulder's complexity against that of DNA, and then against that of a software-intensive system. In retrospect, I realized that I missed one important measure of complexity, namely, the number of possible states a system might embody. By that measure, a boulder is arguably simple, recognizing that any state changes it might undergo are few and spread across geologic time. In contrast, even the most modest software-intensive systems will embody an enormous number of possible states. Only by abstracting away a myriad of details can we have any degree of confidence in that system's correctness. Now, lest the formalists berate me, remember that I'm also talking about the state of systems in the real world, wherein the discrete digital world collides with the harsh reality of a very continuous analog real world. That we might confront a combinatorial explosion of possible states in the digital world compares trivially to the context of possible states in the real world. Red Brooks speaks of this as an element of the essential and inescapable complexity of software-intensive systems. In retrospect, it also occurs to me that this problem can be turned on its head, and we can ask not how to measure architectural complexity, but how to measure simplicity. Herbert Simon observes that complex systems are hierarchical and not nearly decomposable, so we can reasonably conclude that the more hierarchical and decomposable a system is, the simpler it is as well, although I'll leave it to you as to how you properly measure more in this context. Fred Brooks speaks of conceptual integrity, suggesting that it is the most important consideration in system design, and then explaining that this integrity is made manifest in an architecture's regularity. This is in comparison to Gerald Weinberg's discussion regarding unorganized complexity, perhaps the most wicked form of complexity, for it can't be easily untangled. Cross-cutting concerns, such as security, resource utilization, and performance, aren't easily separated because they involve scattering. Code implementing one concern is scattered across several classes. And tangling. Code implementing several concerns is tangled within the same class or even the same method. I've long urged software development teams to focus on the fundamentals, define crisp abstractions, employ a good separation of concerns, and have a balanced distribution of responsibilities. In my experience, these are the best measures of simplicity. Insofar as a system embraces these fundamentals, it's simple. When and where it strains these fundamentals, it's complex. Kent Beck has been credited with introducing code smells as a metaphor for identifying these stress points. In an electronic device, a literal sniffing around the circuitry is a common workbench principle used to find hotspots, places where something deeper is going awry. So it is in software-intensive systems, where experience and examination will bring out the rotten bits of code, code that's neither crisp nor nearly independent nor balanced. In his classic story, The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, Robert Heinlein spoke of correct organization, albeit in the context of a revolution, noting that how does one design an electric motor? Would you attach a bathtub to it simply because one was available? Would a bouquet of flowers help? A heap of rocks? No, you would use just those elements necessary to its purpose and make it no larger than needed, and you would incorporate safety factors. Function controls design. Simple architectures have conceptual integrity. Is simple better? In a very different context, the study of comics, Scott McCloud speaks of amplification through simplification. In software circles, we'd call this abstraction, but I think Scott is trying to communicate something deeper here. Complexity masks a system's essential elements. Insofar as we must expend energy to brush away the surrounding crud that obscures that essence, we've lost something in the message, and we've hidden that system's underlying purpose, uniqueness, elegance, and beauty. Simplicity lets this essence shine through brightly, such that it becomes actionable. From the perspective of an enterprise, complexity is to be avoided because, as Janine Ross and her colleagues note, growing complexity in company systems can fossilize operations. Complexity creates inertia to change. Complexity fights against understandability. Complexity introduces fragility. Therefore, as Mark Meyer and Eberhard Richten note, simplify, simplify, simplify. Simple architectures are better than complex ones. So, to put it more simply, simplify. In my experience, simplicity doesn't just happen despite the best intentions you might have during design. This is because so many forces eat away at those best intentions in the course of a system's development, deployment, operation, and evolution. Occasionally, I encounter systems that fail because their architects choose a fundamentally wrong architecture. Most of the time, however, I see projects die the death of a thousand cuts or be nibbled to death by ducks. Systems collapse on themselves because of the accumulated weight of well-intentioned, reasonable local decisions that assemble over time at the expense of global optimization and simplicity. These are the thousand cuts. In the death by ducks scenario, you rarely see the end coming until some factor pushes your fragile complex system over the edge into collapse. Ultimately, software development is an engineering process, requiring you to devise a system that reasonably balances the static and dynamic forces weighing upon it. What's simple at one point isn't necessarily the right model of simplicity at another. So, simplicity can only be a vision, not an absolute, and you can find it only by adding energy to a project. In the successful systems I've been graced to work with, that energy is best applied in a process of continuous architectural refactoring. I can't understate the value of patterns. As Frank Bushman and his colleagues observe, patterns help you manage software complexity. Joshua Kaversky notes that while we refactor code for many reasons, the following motivations are among the most common: make it easier to add new code, improve the design of existing code, gain a better understanding of code, make code less annoying. When attending to the problems of systems, I emphasize the importance of architecture as artifact. This is because, as an artifact, we have a manifestation of the system's technical intellectual property that we can use as an artifact of control involving active yet flexible budgeting of resources, checks and balances for the co-evolution of architecture and implementation, accountability for technical decisions, hedges for the future, diversification for the future, appropriate measurements and incentives, cost controls, and economies of scale. And perhaps most important, we have a vehicle with which we can actively attack risk. Using a system's architecture as artifact gives us the platform against which we can intentionally and inexorably converge a system to its practical, optimal simplicity. If we do so in the context of an iterative and incremental process that focuses on delivering a stream of testable executables, we ensure practicality. It will be measured by use in the real world. If we actively attack risk at each iteration, we converge to an optimal solution. There's no perfect solution except insofar as our system addresses the forces, and therefore the risks, we face at each iteration. An architecture's accoutrements are the elements that contributed to its complexity. To the degree these trappings are superfluous, irregular, inconsistent, scattered, or tangled, simplicity suffers. Continuous architectural refactoring is the means by which we throw out the bits that smell and leave in only those that optimally, efficiently, and elegantly resolve the forces weighing upon the system as a whole.